From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns returns to the theme of universal guilt and total depravity, which the Apostle Paul set forth in chapter 3. In verses 9 through 20 of the chapter, Paul shows that both Jews and Gentiles are equally guilty before God. For Jew and Gentile, the problem is the same. All are under the control of sin. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will stress the seriousness of sin. God is holy, and He cannot simply overlook sin. It must be punished. The good news is that God sent His only begotten Son into the world to pay the price of redemption by His death on the cross. Paul told the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The alternative is too horrible to contemplate: eternal punishment in the outer darkness of hell. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. But first, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, No Condemnation. The text is Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 20. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. A glorious word indeed! What a perfect pardon is here promised to the sinful nations of Israel and Judah! Sin is to be so removed that it shall not be found, so blotted out that there shall be none. Glory be unto the God of pardons! Satan seeks out sins wherewith to accuse us. Our enemies seek them, that they may lay them to our charge. And our own conscience seeks them even with a morbid eagerness. But when the Lord applies the precious blood of Jesus, we fear no form of search, for there shall be none. They shall not be found. The Lord hath caused the sins of His people to cease to be. He hath finished transgression and made an end of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus has cast our sins into the depths of the sea. This makes us dance for joy. The reason for the obliteration of sin lies in the fact that Jehovah Himself pardons His chosen ones. His word of grace is not only royal, but divine. He speaks absolution, and we are absolved. He applies the atonement, and from that hour His people are beyond all fear of condemnation. Blessed be the name of the sin-annihilating God.
My own and foolish pride,
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Now let's turn again tonight as we come to a focal point, really, should I say a break, that leads to the focal point of our studies in the book of Romans. We reach an end of one section, which will, of course, lead to the beginning of another section. We're in chapter 3, and I started last week the section from verse 9 to verse 20. I didn't get it finished, obviously, and I'm going to return to that this evening. And then we'll find in due course that verse 21, but now, is the focal point not only of Romans, but of the entire biblical revelation. That but now is the great transition that we will in due time take time to notice. But we're in Romans 3, verses 9 to 20. We'll read that portion again as we come now to hear the word of God. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. And their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word, for his name's sake. To get right to the heart of the matter of this great portion of Scripture, and to take for granted all that I covered in last week's study, or at least most of what I covered there, we will make this overarching statement of Paul's teaching here. He is teaching on the subject of universal guilt and total depravity, proving that all men, both Jews and Gentiles, are under sin and therefore under the condemnation of God on account of their sin. In dealing with this, I said I would set forth Paul's great proposition and then his proof of that proposition, and finally, his conclusion drawn from that proposition. Now, the proposition that Paul is making here is simply this. Sin is serious, guilt is universal, and depravity is total. I got as far last week showing his teaching that sin is serious. We need to start there again, emphasizing the unique view of sin that the Bible teaches. Nobody else in the world treats sin as sin, at least as the Bible does. In New Testament times, Christianity stood out in stark contrast to every other religion by its doctrine of sin, how it defined sin, how it exposed sin, how it condemned sin, how it allowed no excuse for sin, and yet how it held out the answer to sin. This is what set New Testament Christianity off from every other religion in the world, be it Jewish or Gentile. And that is still the case today. nobody but a Bible-believing Christian defines sin and deals with sin as the Bible does. This, then, is something that is serious. We are all under. I pointed out that the preposition carries within it the thought of motion. And that's a very good idea, for we were not created under sin. We have fallen under sin. It is a tyrant, a monster that rules us, so that it keeps men under its control, its curse, and its condemnation. Which leads to the second part of Paul's great proposition, that because sin is serious, guilt is universal. In verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. In verse 19, we read that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before. Remember, this passage in Romans is not just made up of a verse or two. This is a passage that starts right back at Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It is giving the reason for Paul's statement that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because in that gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and in that gospel is revealed the righteousness of God, whereby man may be justified unto life eternal through faith in Jesus Christ. And he starts in 1:18, because this is why the gospel is so necessary. This is why the gospel is so glorious. This is what marks it as unique. Because the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. And he traces that wrath against the Gentiles. And then he traces that wrath against the Jew. And now in this portion, he gathers Jews and Gentiles together. And he says, all the world guilty before God. So sin is serious, and its guilt is universal. As Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 20, there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. That is a guilt that attaches personally, individually, to every one of us. Across the divides that men have used to set one man or one nation off from another, across the divides of time, across the divides of culture, across the divides of color, across the divides of education and of religion, there is this universal guilt that attaches to every man, every woman, every child, in every place, in every time, in every condition. Guilt is universal. Because, you see, sin was not an accident. Understand that. Sin was not an accident. When Paul describes us as having fallen under sin, that was not an accidental trip. That was a deliberate plunge, as he will prove when we get into the fifth chapter of this book of Romans. Sin was not accidental, nor indeed was sin inevitable or necessary. I think it is one of those things that is very rarely emphasized, and it ought to be emphasized, that the condition in which God created our first parents is the very reverse to what we know today. Even a Christian finds holiness difficult because of the awful drag of the flesh. But in Adam's case, holiness was easy. The bias of his will was Godward. He was created in righteousness. He was created in knowledge. He was created in true holiness. And there you have the entire moral constitution of man. His mind thought clearly. No man in the history of the world, outside of the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, no man in the history of the world has ever been able to think as Adam thought. Adam was able to think God's thoughts after him. Adam was able to think as God thought. Obviously, by analogy, he was a creature. But nonetheless, he was able to think divine thoughts. He was able to see the divine purpose. Adam couldn't look at himself. He couldn't look at an animal. He couldn't look at a tree. He couldn't look up into the sky. He couldn't consider anything without immediately and correctly relating that thing to its creator. He was created with knowledge. He had an uprightness of character. He had a bent toward holiness. And it was difficult for Adam to sin. God made it hard for Adam to fall. So not only was it not accidental, it was not inevitable or necessary. Therefore, the guilt of that sin is all the greater. We sinned in Adam and fell with Adam in his first transgression, as our catechism puts it. So that this guilt within us that we all feel, this guilt that haunts our consciences, disturbs our peace of mind, condemns our hearts, and gives us fear at the thought of death and meeting God in judgment, this guilt is not a psychological weakness. It is not some complex created by cultural conditioning or religious training. Sin and guilt are not just some breaches of the social norm. They are not excusable. Sin is rebellion against God, and the consequent guilt is that within our own hearts that says, you are subject to the righteous judgment of a holy God, and justly so. Sin is serious, and guilt is universal. It's only a fool who tries to talk himself out of that gnawing sense of accountability to God and that awful, fearful realization, I am justly under sin and therefore under wrath.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.